You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. The movement to defund police has forced Bay Area officials to take a hard look at their budgets in recent weeks. But radically transforming policing won't happen overnight. In Oakland, it turns out that reducing the police budget by 50% will take at least one task force and possibly up to 2 years. And on Tuesday night, the Oakland City Council unanimously voted to move in that direction. KALW Justice reporter Holly J. McDee joins me now to explain. Hey, Holly.
Hi, Anna.
So, Holly, what exactly did Oakland officials vote on Tuesday?
So the Oakland City Council voted to create what will be called the Reimagining Public Safety Task Force. As you can maybe tell by the name, the idea is to get 17 Oakland residents together to brainstorm ways to change how public safety is budgeted in Oakland. This, of course, is a direct response to activists who have been protesting on the streets in the city for months for Black lives. The specific goal of the task force is to come up with a proposal to reduce the Oakland Police Department's budget by 50% sometime within the next 2 years.
Mm.
And the community organizers leading the effort to defund the police say that money should instead go to alternatives to policing, like housing, healthcare, mental health services, jobs, homelessness. And they feel like that's the best way to keep the community safe with those kinds of services. Mm-hmm. They argue that too much of the city's general fund is going to the police. So right now, OPD makes up about 44% of the city's general fund budget. So the idea of the task force, again, is to see if there is a better way to budget public safety in Oakland that doesn't include or includes less of the police department.
Mm-hmm. And as expected, there has to be some opposition to this goal of reducing the police budget by 50%, right?
Absolutely. Not everyone supports reducing the police budget in this way. And keep in mind, efforts to reduce Oakland's police budget recently failed.
But Mayor Libby Schaaf was not on board. Why?
So Mayor Libby Schaaf, she said that Oakland has historically had substandard dispatch response. And she said that the police department has the lowest officer per crime staffing in the nation. And she said that reducing policing would compromise the city's commitment to equity, given that predominantly African-American and Latino neighborhoods are disproportionately impacted by crime in Oakland.
So, Holly, let's go south to San Jose, where the mayor there has also rejected calls to defund the police department for similar reasons. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's right. So San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo, he's expressed similar concerns that reducing the police budget there will put poor communities at risk and delay response times for those communities even more. So the San Jose Police Department has actually dealt with chronic understaffing for a while. So instead, Mayor Liccardo has proposed a series of different reforms for the city. For example, he's called for a public demographic database of everyone stopped and detained in San Jose. He's called for a ban on rubber bullets in all crowd situations. And he's called for transferring authority to investigate police misconduct to an outside auditor who he wants to have more power to investigate these claims. So he's proposed a number of reforms, but many of the activists and families of victims of police violence in San Jose say that the city has already tried reforms. They've already tried better training. They've already tried more body cameras. And they say that that has not worked. And so for many of the activists working on these issues, defunding the police is still the long-term goal.
Mm-hmm. And a lot is going on in other major cities in the Bay Area, including San Francisco and Berkeley, where, I mean, they've done what's considered to be the first proposal in the country to remove police from traffic stops, which is a big deal. Can you tell us more about Berkeley and then San Francisco?
Yeah, absolutely. So the idea in Berkeley is that minor traffic stops, they don't warrant an armed response, that there can be another way of handling those responses, which have turned violent and deadly in different cities across the country.
Right. We're talking about your taillights out, things like that.
Exactly. So under Berkeley's proposal, routine traffic stops would be carried out by unarmed civil servants in a new department that Berkeley would need to set up.
And what about San Francisco?
Yeah, so in San Francisco, Mayor London Breed and Supervisor Shimon Walton have pledged to redirect funds from the city's police budget towards the African-American community. That proposal, there aren't many details yet on how that will work exactly, but it's a broad gesture and it will start to take shape and we'll start to learn more about what that could look like when Breed introduces her budget in August.
Yeah, a lot of people are wondering about how that will play out, and I'm sure you will let us know. Thanks, Holly.
Thanks, Sanaa.
That was KELW Justice reporter Holly J. McDeed. Find more of her reporting at KELW.org.